and welcome to MooneyCast, episode 13 for October 20th, 2006. And we're finally back.
I know, it's been a very, very long time, and we do apologize for taking so long. But I'm MJ.
And I'm Stacey.
In case you forgot.
Right, which you very well might have.
Of course. We're not very good podcasters, are we?
I guess not.
I mean, we thought that we'd be able to do more since school year started, because, you know, considering over the summer, we didn't get much time to do anything, but last year we did, you know, we basically did get one out every week, but, yeah, again, we do apologize. Everybody's been asking where we've been. Well, then that kind of makes us feel like everybody cares for us still.
Right.
So that's a very good feeling. Anyway, so, nothing new much has been going on since we...
MySpace!
Oh, yes!
We got a mini MySpace.
Stacey started that, of course, yes. You know, because I haven't been involved. But she started it all on her own. I'm like, whoa, fine, start it then.
Okay.
Explain.
Have Bobby...
There's nothing. Explain!
It's a MooneyCast MySpace. It has nothing on it, but you know, if you want to be our friend and show your support for MooneyCast, then leave us a comment or whatever. You know, MySpace fun.
Exactly. I mean, I think I heard there are like 50,000 people that use MySpace. Hello. There's got to be a ton of Sailor Moon fans.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On MySpace. It's just like, whoa, they can search in Sailor Moon and they'll probably find us. And that's the cool part of it. So, mm-hmm. If you have other friends that are interested in Sailor Moon, then tell them to go to MySpace and add us to your friends.
Yep. But there's not really anything special on there. There's a picture of us.
There is a picture
from
of
Gap.
Us. Oh, Gap, yes.
At Gap. We don't own any of the clothes we wear.
Oh, yeah, so we're done. Woohoo! Yes, okay. So we're on there, if you want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Yes.
And there's... Then in the top, friends are all our profiles. Well, I haven't gotten mine up yet.
Stacey still has to. But I actually just started a new one because my other one was really old and really bad, and I didn't do anything on it.
So unrelated to MySpace and.
Oh, and I guess another thing is, well, our shop. We also do want to remind you about our shop.
Yeah.
Do you want what are you gonna say?
Do
Stacey?
We want to say anything?
Do you want to say
that?
Anything?
I don't know. Do we?
Just say that we're really close to getting our first payment.
Yeah.
I don't really want to sound forceful.
Right.
But we are just that much, you know, like little itty bitty bit off from getting our first check. So we're very excited. We're very excited.
Right. So if you can buy like one pin.
One pin.
You'll
one pin
be
can
like...
buy one pin can get us our check and we will be so pleased.
Yes.
But, and then, of course, you know, there's the MooneyCast Wikipedia page.
Right.
We did have some issues with that, but we think it's
right.
Fixed.
If you ever happen to go to Wikipedia and search us or whatever, and you happen to see, you know, if you use Wikipedia, you know all the, speedy deletions and everything like that, and if you happen to see that it's up for that, talk about it or, you know, change it or edit it or something to make it better or whatever.
Anyway, so I guess that's it with announcements.
Right.
Of course, you know, still visit the forum. And, you know, like, forum in the RPG, Mooney's Forum, and Reach for the Stars, and you should be able to find those links in the show notes. But anyway, our main subject for this week, our main topic, is Sailor Neptune, keeping in consistency with the character profiles that we have been doing. But, you know, there's been a big gap, but anyway, so,
right.
Stacey, or do you want me to do it, because, you know, I'm Sailor Neptune on the forum.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, so, her real name is, and pardon my Japanese pronunciations,
it's
Kaio.
I don't know.
Kaio Mishiru, and she's 17 years old, and that's when she first, you know, appears in the...
Sailor Moon S.
You're right, in S, yes. And, let's get this straight. We did cover this in the last episode, but, you know, since it has been a month, we probably should bring it up again.
2 months.
2 months?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Not since July. Oh,
well,
yeah.
August.
August.
Like,
was
beginning
August?
Of August. Very beginning.
No, I thought it was July.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'm confused. We're
well, anyways.
We are bad.
Anyway. The point is, long, long time.
Yes, yes, yep. Right, okay. Anyway, but yes, so in the Japanese anime, like we did say last time with Haruka, in the Japanese, Mishiru and Haruka were portrayed as lesbians. And of course,
when it made it over to the U.S.,
they were portrayed as cousins, of course. Right. Because
it was aimed for the little kids.
Right. Young kids. Ugh, my gosh.
I know.
Anyway.
But we wouldn't have gotten into it if it wasn't aimed towards young kids.
Probably. Then, like, you know, we wouldn't have been watching it in first grade. And,
right, exactly.
And then we wouldn't have been watching it entirely, and then we wouldn't have this show.
Right.
Anyway. But, actually, I read someplace that Neiko had got the idea for them being lesbians to make the story more interesting, from one of her friends or whatnot. They're like, "Oh, you should, you know, have a lesbian couple in the thing and make the story much more interesting." But anyway, so she attends Meguin Gakuen school along with her companion, you know, Haruka. And the young girl who, which all of you know is Hotaru, who is Sailor Saturn, of course. And
that'll be next episode.
Right, yes.
Which hopefully will be really, really soon.
Ooh, that would be a good idea. Saturn would be a good idea to release for
Halloween. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Mark your calendars, people.
Yeah.
Our Saturn episode will be released on Halloween. Yes, very special. Anyway, but Mishiru, she's an accomplished violinist. And you see that many times in the series. And she does also paint. One of her paintings hangs in an art gallery, it says here. And she is very academic, pretty much like Amy, or, you know.
Yeah, right.
And she's been successful, excuse me, in all the courses she takes, as well as she is very self-confident. And Mishiru becomes jealous somewhat easily and doesn't take losing very well. She's like a very competitive person, and Mishiru lives with Haruka in Haruka's apartment, and the two sometimes perform duets on stage with Mishiru on violin and Haruka on the piano.
Right. Okay, so her birthday is March 6th. Blood type is O. Oh. Her favorite sport is swimming. So, oh, that's right, I remember the episode with Amy and, do you remember that one? I just remember where they were, like,
swimming. Yeah, that explains a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's kind of like,
no,
Neptune is water. Neptune,
right, it's kind of like they're the, yeah.
The sea, water.
Darn it, I wish I could remember that. I just know that's one of the ones I have on tape.
Okay.
Yes.
Good for you.
Okay.
Her favorite color is marine blue.
Her favorite class is obviously music. Yeah. She doesn't have a least favorite class, and we were talking about she's like Amy.
Very academic. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She hopes to go to Vienna, which is the capital of music. Mm-hmm.
Her habit is to look into the mirror,
which would obviously be the
talisman,
aqua mirror. Yeah,
right?
Her talisman. Yeah.
Her special skill is
leering.
I was like, learning, no.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Okay. She has trouble with sea cucumbers.
I want to know a story about that.
I know.
It's like, there's the whole Pluto thing with cockroaches. What's with the sea cucumbers?
I don't know.
There must be a story there, yeah. Stacey. We gotta learn about this. And her favorite stone is aquamarine, mm-hmm. which makes sense.
Yeah.
Very much.
All right,
so
transformations and...
And whatnot.
So, Neptune planet power. And then, and...
There's deep submerge.
Yes,
just like the one where we thought...
World chicken.
This is basically,
thinking.
You know, the same stances and everything. And the same look of the attack.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Submarine reflection. Which, I guess...
It's used with her talisman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, does she sees in... No, what is it? Okay, no, it's not... She doesn't see into the future. Her aquamir, the talisman, it has the ability to reveal the weaknesses of their enemies.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
I knew that it had some special thing. I just didn't remember what.
Okay, so here's some trivia facts from Wikimoon.
Wikimoon.
All right, Neptune is the only one who awoke to her Senshi power without the help of moon cats, like the inner Senshi, or the involvement of other Senshi, like Sailor Uranus or Sailor Saturn.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
But then how did Uranus and... Or how did Uranus come to...
I know.
Because she wasn't, you know, in contact with the moon cats or anything, so right. That makes you think, well, wouldn't Uranus be... Unless...
But no, I guess because she had contact with...
Neptune. So Neptune...
Maybe. I don't know. But...
Okay, all right. Right there.
There. Well, yeah, I know, but we already know that.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't seem like a very important one.
Yes.
Of course, we know that one, too.
The cousin thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, some people
propose... Oh, that's interesting.
Some people propose that the theory that Sailor Neptune was an active Senshi before Sailor V and Sailor Moon. That would be very interesting.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, no one's ever talked about... Sailor Neptune having a whole storyline someplace else before Sailor V. Because Sailor V's always been popular, so... I mean,
right.
But Sailor Neptune seems to be the one to keep it more on the down low, you know, keep it quiet.
That's
where
true. Mm-hmm.
Sailor V is more theatrical and showy.
Right.
So that might make mm-hmm. more sense. And then... and in 1999, Erin released a line of 1998.
1998. Numbers. Gosh.
Excuse me. Erwin released a line of Senshi of the Outer Solar System dolls well before the Sailor Moon aired in North America. On the boxes of the Sailor Neptune doll, she was giving the civilian name Narissa.
Remember we were saying Corinne?
Yeah, Corinne. Well, so Corinne wouldn't even work.
I know.
For her. And Narissa isn't too bad. Michelle's so much better because it's close to Mishru.
I know, but it's just weird that they came up with it. Those Erwin dolls were so scary.
They were. The noses.
They were like...
Those were creepy.
Jackson.
It's like a plastic surgery Barbie.
Yeah, I know,
It's
right?
a plastic surgery Barbie. That's all it is.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. They were so scary.
Yeah, literally.
And then I remember reading somewhere, like, they all had the same boots. You know how they each have different shoes?
Yeah.
Like, well, you know... Sailor Moon and Sailor Mercury and, have the boots, but then Jupiter has this lower boots and everything.
There were some that had, like, all the same shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the ones that I got by, I don't remember what it was from. It wasn't Erwin, though.
It was,
same ones that you have.
Right.
I mean, I don't have mine anymore.
Is it Bandai?
I think it was Bandai. It might have been Bandai. But, yeah, those did have the right size of the shoes and whatnot. But we're talking about shoes. Why would...
I
could get into a whole thing about shoes, so don't even start me. My Cinderella shoes? Yeah, we're not going to start with that. So.
Read it on MySpace.
Oh, yeah, you can read it on my MySpace.
All right. So, I mean, does that pretty much cover everything?
I think so. Well, I guess we could start... Well, Neptune, we did say, you know, she's talented musician and everything. And as we said in the last episode, and I think the episode before that... both Neptune and Uranus, they had, it seemed to be that they had been controlled by, Galaxia, and that they had given themselves over.
I'm like, what are you talking
about? I'm repeating
about?
This for the second. It seemed that they had given themselves over, and they killed Pluto and Saturn, and they end up turning on Galaxia in the end, but... She doesn't have a star seed, so they can't get rid of her. And then you realize that, you know, they were being good all along. And then they have their final moments together. And teardrop, it was so sad. Yeah,
I know,
but you did you even see it?
No, but I read about it.
You read the books. And you heard.
And it was sad in the books, so, you know.
Aw. Teardrop.
Tear. Okay, so... Continuing on.
Yes.
Top 10? Yes.
Oh, this week we are going to have a top 10 and the Q&A. So,
wow,
I know, that's pretty cool. Well,
that's for all
we've
the
only had one
time
episode.
You've had to wait.
Oh, we've only had one thing of the Q&A. Or was it one or two?
Just one.
Just one of the Q&A. Yeah. I think the Q&A is pretty fun, though.
I like the Q&A.
Yeah.
I know.
Anyway, our top 10 this week comes from Sailor V4 on the forum. love saying that. I'm stopping. Anyways, this is the top 10 favorite transformations. Number 10, Venus star power. Number 9, Mars star power. Number 8, Moon prism power. Number 7, Jupiter star power. Number 6, Pluto planet power. Number 5, Uranus planet power. Number 4, Moon crisis power. Number 3, Moon cosmic power. Number 2, Moon prism power, which is Chibi Moon's transformation. And number 1, Moon eternal makeup. And that one's from Sailor Stars, in case you didn't know.
Yep.
So, I know we haven't had a top 10 in a while either.
I know.
Considering, you know, we didn't have it in the last episode.
Right.
So. Send me in more top 10, people.
Okay.
Don't have many. We had to hunt for this one. Anyway. So,
I don't feel like doing silly sounds now, so let's do...
Let's do the Q&A.
The Q&A first.
Yes, we'll do Q&A right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's get all of our notes together.
All right.
Okay.
Now, all these questions come from GodlyGirl227 from the forum.
Yes. Which is only two questions, but, you know, that's all right.
All right. And she says, all right. All right. So, are the Starlights boys or girls?
And
what? Oh, do we want to?
And if Seiya is in love with Usagi, does that make him a lesbian because he transforms into a girl?
That's a good question.
It is a very good question.
All right. Well, the Starlights are both boys and girls.
So, what's the word for that? What is it? It's both male and female. What is that word? Oh my goodness. No, I know it, but it's anyway. Okay. No, let's start this. Okay. Well, I always thought that they were girls because wouldn't their truer form be the Starlights?
Right, that's what I considered too. But see, I guess they wouldn't. But see, I don't think that he/she is a lesbian just because when they're in that form,
they might have a guy. More. Yeah, he is a guy. Like that's
in
what
that form. In that form, he's not a lesbian because he loves her in that form.
Right. That's
so.
Because, I mean, he doesn't really... Or she... It's so difficult
to talk. I know,
no,
isn't
no.
it?
Well, as is it Maker? He's Maker.
Yeah.
Say is Maker. Yeah, but as Maker, she doesn't... as Maker, she doesn't show any, you know, affections towards Usagi. Just that she wants to protect her because
right,
she
exactly.
is Sailor Moon.
And that's the form that she's a female. She's a female.
It's confusing, people. these questions are confusing. Anyway, but, so, I'm thinking that when he does, when she transforms into a male, Seiya, receives, like, male, something like male hormones, where they actually are, like, a male. I know, it sounds all weird.
now I think about it more and more, you're like, whoa.
Whoa, okay. I know. It's like, no, but I think when Seiya turns into a male, he'd feel more like a guy than a girl. Because if you turn into a guy, you kind of have to, you know, feel like a guy. It doesn't.
Right.
That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. So
are the Starlights boys or girls?
They're
both.
They are.
But, like,
if you consider it the way that I was talking. But
right.
I think.
Because that's they're only, like, it's almost like they're disguising themselves when they're on Earth. It's like, it's not really like that. Like, their true form is what they are.
Because, right. Also the guardians of, you know, all the planets, they are females.
Right, exactly.
So if you think of that, and the guardian, so these are the guardians of their princess, so that only makes sense that they'd be females, because in the whole story it is females.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, apart from Tuxedo Mask. So, I'm thinking that they are originally girls. That's my personal opinion. But, you know, like I said, when they transform into guys, then they actually seem like guys. They actually feel like guys. So, no, we don't think Saya is a lesbian.
Right.
As a girl. Alright, nice question. Next one is, Sailor Galaxia the strongest Sailor Scout in the galaxy? If so, does that mean she could beat any of the Sailor Scouts without being evil?
Another really good question.
Another very good question. Gosh. This I've got to ponder, because, you know, I didn't read the manga. I only watched the thing. So, I only watched the anime. But, I mean, it all depends, because we only saw Galaxia in her evil form. We don't know what she's capable of. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
As a good senshi. So, I mean, if it might, because you always hear, as you know, the power of good is stronger than evil. So you might think that she would be strong. She would be the strongest sailor in the galaxy, because she did also have influence over Sailor Moon in the last episode and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I'm thinking. What do you think?
Yeah, I would think so too. I don't know. This is like one that's really making me think.
I like these segments. I know. People send in more questions.
Yes, these are really good.
More. We want to eat them for breakfast and lunch and dinner and a midnight snack. So send them in. Oh, anyway, what you were saying?
No,
you didn't know what you were saying. That's right.
No. I don't know. I think so. But of course, if you think about it, there would be no reason for her to, you know,
to be the strongest.
Yeah, if you know she was without being evil. Yeah,
right. Because I mean, you know, since she was good before,
right?
There obviously had to be some disadvantages to being evil. But since she did have the power to take the star seeds from the scouts, you think that she'd have even more power,
right?
But, you know, even with the title Galaxia, it seems like, you know, with Galaxy, it seems like she'd be powerful. She might reign over the other scouts, but when she's good, it's a good thing, because when they'd have outside forces, she'd be able to help them. But, obviously, we can't find out now, because, you know, there's no more. But, anyway, I think she would be the strongest.
Mm-hmm. So,
anyway, I think another thing that would be good is rebuttals from you guys. If we could hear your opinions about our answers to the questions and what you might think, our theories, you can send them in to us at mooniesforumadmin@aam.com, and you can find that in the show notes.
And, of course, you could always send us a PM on the forum, or a MySpace message, or leave a comment with it, or, you know.
There's so many possibilities,
people.
There's
so many ways to contact us. It's almost scary.
Right. So
they'll be at us everywhere we look.
Or even if you want to, you can send us a voicemail about...
Oh, that's true, too. Record yourself, you know.
You can leave us a voicemail, sending that to us, about the Q&A.
And we'll air it.
What?
And we'll air it.
We will
it.
Yeah. We will still air it. So, yeah. I guess that's it for the Q&A then.
Yeah.
I guess you should do some silly sounds.
Maybe.
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 They'll come to you.
Yes.
They come to you in a vision.
Right.
A vision. Yes. Okay. So, are you going to try?
I guess so. All right.
My theme song.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here we go with Silly Sounds with Stacey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Silly Stacey. Silly Stacey. Silly Stacey. Silly Stacey. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Silly Sounds with Stacy. And I am Stacy, and you know, we are here on Mooniecast, and we are always here on Mooniecast, and yes, so, right, I am the silly Stacy. Alright, so, let me see, today's theme for The Silly Sounds with Stacy is babies. Today we are doing babies. Yes. So this is what the baby sounds like when it's content. And this is what a baby sounds like when it's angry, or you know, if it's like hungry or something like that, or you know, just yeah, pooped, or you know, baby stuff, babies, yes. And then sometimes it goes on from being angry to just flat out crying, because you know, babies cry a lot, and yes, okay. So and then the baby goes and that is the baby crying. And yes, and then sometimes the baby laughs and goes, and you know, all the different babies have the cutest laughs, and some of them have weird laughs, but you know, I was a very cute baby. Stacy was a very cute baby, and I bet MJ was too. Yes, we are all cute babies, yes. So anyways, continuing on, with the silly sounds of Stacy, sleeping baby. Yes, babies also sleep, and you know, it's nice when the babies sleep and they're not crying anymore, because crying babies are not good. So, this is a sleeping baby. And, you know, some babies are, you know, they're little louder than others, and, you know, they some of them are... And, you know, that's a little creepy, and sometimes old guys sound like that too, you know. No offense if you're an old guy, but maybe you shouldn't be listening to Mooneycast. Well, no, wait. Yes. Okay, well, Stacy is done now, so... This is the end of the silly sounds. This is Stacy. Bye bye.
All right. So. What? Yeah, that sounds more like a duck or a bird. I don't know what it sounds like. Anyway, you're sure a baby yourself, aren't you? All
right. Okay. So.
Music.
Continuing on, music. No,
Japanese 101. Japanese 101, that's right. We have to get our Japanese 101. Okay. We are concluding. What are we concluding?
Environmental stuff.
No. Environmental?
It's
social
whatever.
Issues. Social issues. Okay. Of course, we started in like episode 10 or 9. Don't remember. No, was it 10?
11.
No, 11 was a pop quiz.
No, that was 12.
No, it wasn't. That was 12.
No, it wasn't. Yes.
Yes,
no,
it was.
Yes, it was.
We're sorry. It was either in 10 or 11, okay?
Yeah.
All right, okay, but the pop quiz... Well, the pop quiz in 12, we must say that we did get people's answers and everything.
We got a large number of
entries. And all of them were right, or most of them were right.
Yeah.
So we don't want to, you know, only say some of your names on air, because then it'd be kind of rude for the other people that also got 100. So we're like... We'll just say congratulations to everybody.
Everyone, because everyone did pretty well.
They did. We're very pleased.
Yes,
very,
we are.
Very pleased. Alrighty.
Of course, they could have just, you know.
Anyway.
Like that.
Okay. To finish up, let's see. We have...
Go.
You say the English word, Stacy. Privatization, and I say Binica.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're really smart today, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's try it again. Let's try it
again. Tired.
We'll edit it. No, we'll edit,
tests
we'll
all
edit
day.
It later. Okay,
okay, fine. And the word is privatization,
which is Binica.
Racism.
Jinshu Sabitsu.
Sexism.
Sisa. Besu.
Social welfare.
Shakai Fukushi.
Suicide.
Jisa shu mondai.
Terrorism.
Terrorizumu.
Unemployment.
Shizu goemon dai.
U.S. bases.
America gun kichi.
And the war in...
Senso. So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Woohoo. We finished that.
Yeah.
Anyway. So. We've got your baby sounds and the top 10 and the Q&A and the wonderful Japanese 101. And now we have our music. Woohoo. Music. Musica. Anyway. Yeah. So. This week, which Stacey and I kept talking about, like, did we play it? I don't think so. But.
So I hope we didn't.
And or like, we think so, but then we didn't, but we kept looking.
So, okay. So, anyways.
It's The Power of Love.
And, wait, who requested this?
Someone did.
Someone asked it.
Look, Stacey.
Small lady.
Small lady requested The Power of Love. But it was... The Power of Love was in the S movie.
No.
The R movie. R movie.
Yes.
I'm blanking. I knew which movie it was. I was picturing the images. I just said the wrong letter. Yes, it was in the R movie. Promise of the Rose. When they were all on the big crater, hurtling towards the earth. That was my favorite song, too, when I had the movies. Anyway, okay, so here's the Power of Love.
Description on the...
Okay. Here's the Power of Love.
Yes, Power of Love. Okay.
In the power of love. Okay, yeah.
Maybe we'll do our own rendition of that, too.
Ooh.
Hmm.
No, people should send in, like, a free rap version. Like, you know, I don't know. Something really awkward, or make it really jazzy, or really contemporary. Something that's really awkward and really out there. I think that'd be really cool. Anyway, yeah, but, so that's it for episode 13. I hope you're finally happy that we finally got another episode out. And so, yeah, send in. We need you to send in stuff for us, like more Q&A questions.
Silly sounds.
Yes. And top 10 lists. And music requests.
And shout outs. We haven't gotten any of those in a while.
And rebuttals on the Q&A and the main topic in general. If we didn't say anything right, we can always say it on the next episode. Yep. If we had mistaken something.
So plenty of things.
Yes. Yep. And then check out
the MySpace.
The MySpace.
We gotta get our website up.
We do. We're really sorry.
Even if we just use, like, I don't know.
And we might have to use a layout that we can use for the time until we get up the other one.
Right.
So, I was gonna say something else. But yeah, the forum, and MySpace, and
Cafe Press,
yes. Very much so.
Yep. And I guess that's it.
Don't freak out if we don't get an episode out to you next week, because our next episode will not come out until Halloween, and that will be covering Sailor Saturn.
Yeah. Hopefully Halloween.
Hopefully Halloween.
We get it out.
Yeah, hopefully, because Saturn would go well with Halloween.
Yeah.
Death and silence. And ooh.
Boo.
Yeah. So, anyway, for MooneyCast, I am MJ.
And I'm Stacy.
And we are once again out.